from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. It's Chloe, August 28th. 10 stories evidence led. No fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First, from Flavor Spiel, Philly cheesesteak sliders. The author shares their journey from being indifferent to football to becoming invested when their cousin joined the Philadelphia Eagles cheer team. This newfound interest in the game led them to discover that the highlight of game day is often the food rather than the sport itself. With the Eagles making it to the Super Bowl, they felt inspired to create a dish that would be perfect for the occasion. They decided on Philly cheesesteak sliders, a nod to the team's Philadelphia roots, emphasizing that these sliders would be a crowd pleaser for any game day gathering. Next, second from the Habit Healers. Where do you start when healthy eating feels overwhelming? Chef Martin Oswald shared some practical advice on starting healthy eating without feeling overwhelmed. He suggests beginning with what you already eat by tracking your meals for 3 days. This isn't about judgment. It's more like mapping your habits. Look for 1 week link like soda or late night snacks and focus on changing just that. Instead of overhauling your meals, try adding nutritious ingredients to what you already enjoy. For instance, if you love pasta, incorporate lentils or veggies rather than cutting it out completely. Martin also recommends simple cooking techniques like steaming or roasting to enhance flavors without adding heaviness. The goal is to make sustainable changes that you actually want to repeat. Once you feel comfortable with your first change, you can gradually introduce more variety and flavor with spices and other ingredients. So if you're ready to start, remember to track your meals, identify one area to improve, and strengthen a meal you love. That's a solid starting point. Up next, third from Lindsay Max, Complexity Edge. ODAD is needing the rules until someone else makes the rules. The article explores the unique experience of individuals with ODHD, highlighting a paradox where the need for structure clashes with the instinct to resist external rules. It describes how many people create their own routines and systems, using tools like spreadsheets and alarms to manage their lives. However, when someone else imposes a rule, even one they might agree with, it can trigger a strong defensive reaction. This isn't about defiance. It's more about the discomfort of relinquishing control over their own structure. The piece illustrates this with relatable scenarios, like a loved one suggesting a bedtime or a boss assigning tasks. Even though these suggestions are well-intentioned, they can provoke guilt and self-doubt in the person receiving them. The author emphasizes that this reaction stems from two conflicting internal systems responding to the same question: the desire for structure versus the need for autonomy. Ultimately, it's a reminder that these feelings are valid and shared by many, rather than signs of being difficult or ungrateful. And then, fourth from Tell Me Three Good Things, 27 August 2020, 6-3 Good Things. The author reflects on a challenging summer 11 years ago when they faced the loss of their grandmother and their daughter's serious injury. This period, marked by grief and discontent, ultimately inspired them to start sharing daily lists of good things with friends. In a lighter note, they share three good things from their day: delicious new pickles, an energizing day full of meetings, and the joy of revisiting favorite moments like those from Ted Lasso. They invite readers to share their own good things, reinforcing the importance of noticing and celebrati. NG, the positives in life. They emphasize how this practice has fostered connection and positivity among their community, creating ripples of goodness in a world that often feels heavy. Next, fifth from Rue Girl, 1, hot chicken stew. It's hearty but light enough for those in between weather days. You can easily swap baby potatoes for butternut squash or sweet potatoes, and if you prefer not to use wine, just add extra chicken stock. To make it, season and sear the chicken in olive oil, then cook the veggies until they soften. Pour in white wine, let it reduce, and add flour to thicken. Return the chicken, add more herbs, and cover everything with chicken stock. Simmer for about 45 minutes, shred the chicken, and serve warm with fresh parsley on top. Enjoy! Up next, 6 from the Modern Nana, the high-protein tzatziki upgrade your macros need. This article introduces a fun twist on classic tzatziki by incorporating cottage cheese for a protein boost. Blending the cottage cheese creates a smooth, creamy texture that overcomes any texture issues some might have. The key step is to wring out the grated cucumber to avoid a watery dip. It takes just about 10 minutes to prepare, making it an easy addition to your meals. You can enjoy this tzatziki with warm pita, over grilled chicken, or as a meal prep staple. It's versatile, allowing for various toppings like olives, tomatoes, or even a drizzle of chili oil for some heat. Plus, it can be stored in the fridge for up to 5 days, so it's perfect for busy weekdays. If you want a vegan option, blended tofu works well too. Overall, it's a simple way to elevate your snacks and lunches this summer. That's the read. Small inputs compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.